Tuesday night, the Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council accepted a city proclamation celebrating two citizens and debated the merits of reviving its youth commission. The meeting began with Mayor Linda Tyre, joined by 3rd Berkshire District State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, offering an official celebration of city residents Manny and Vanessa Slaughter.
Vanessa started a dance program in the summer of 1997 for her daughter Naya and her friends to provide them with an opportunity to be involved in a positive activity. This program later blossomed into a free summer camp that Manny and Vanessa operated for over 2 decades in the West Side neighborhood. Through their own money and grants, the young people in the West Side attended Broadway shows, visited the Bronx Zoo and Fenway Park. In later years, and thanks to partnerships such as the Berkshire United Way, the camp transitioned to the Maryland Hamilton Sports and Literacy Camp, providing hundreds of young people with fun and enriching activities with a focus on literacy.
The Slaughters, who retired from the camp in 2018, were recognized by the State Black and Latino Caucus for Black History Month as local leaders for their efforts at civic engagement, education, and more. Before their family and friends, including Manny's mother, who came from New Jersey for the occasion, Tyre administered the city proclamation.
I, Linda M. Tyre, mayor of the city of Pittsfield, on behalf of its citizens and city officials, on this 25th day of February 2020, proudly honor and recognize Manny and Vanessa Slaughter for receiving the 2020 Black Excellence on the Hill Award. Congratulations to you both.
The Slaughters were later name-checked by Councilor-at-Large Earl Persip during a debate about the merits of resuscitating the city's dormant youth commission.
I think there's professionals that do this every day, and I think reactivating a group just to meet, really not have a purpose or a goal, it's fine. You know, the goal could be to have all these ideas and great things, but they don't have funding to back those kind of things up. We have great organizations in this city. Manny and Vanessa are an example of things that get things done on the ground that actually affect youth. I don't think the youth commission back then really affected much.
Persip was responding to a petition aimed at reviving the commission from councilors Kevin Morandi of Ward 2 and Anthony Mafuccio of Ward 7.
This is a very needed function in the city of Pittsfield. It is a public board and commission. It's not a private one. We have great agencies in the city of Pittsfield. Yes, we do. However, it is a job of the city to also engage programs for their youth through a youth commission that's been there. They have held youth summits. They have held conferences. They have really been engaged in the past.
Mafuccio noted that the youth commission is written into the city code and says the body would allow Pittsfield youth to participate directly in governance. He rebutted Persip's claims that poor attendance would doom a new incarnation of the commission.
Why wouldn't somebody want to support it and give it a shot and give youth nowadays the benefit of the doubt that they'll come forward and want to partake in this?
Persip, a former employee of the Berkshire Family YMCA, said the commission's structural shortcomings made the new petition a non-starter.
I worked with youth for 20 plus years. I ask anybody in this council chambers, when's the last time they walked into a youth organization and volunteered? I ask, you know, when was the last time? The first problem with the youth commission, all the youth agencies said the same thing. No one asked them. No one asked them what their opinion was. No one asked, I'm sure, about this. That's your first problem. Where are you pulling kids from? It's got to be thought out. I did this work for many, many years. And if you just think you're going to get kids out of the blue to come volunteer, you don't have some sort of base knowledge with them, where are you going to get them from? Just asking the schools, it's not going to work, and that's why it didn't work the first time.
The council voted to file the petition and sent it to the Ordinance and Rules Subcommittee, with Morandi, Mafuccio, and Ward 4 Councillor Christopher Connell in opposition. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.